Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, divine will, come to reign in me. With this one act, I want to embrace my entire day. I want to embrace every thought, every word, every action, and all the people I meet, the things I have to do, all my duties. I want all to be in your most holy will. I want to put my whole day right from this instant in your most holy will, so that should I be distracted or should there be things I forget, they may all be done in your holy will. Mary, Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will continue with Volume 21. The next passage comes from April 12, 1927, and the title is The Divine Will is Balance. How in creation God established all the relations between man and created things. Example of a city, the shining cloud. Luisa Picarreta writes, moving in my interior, my Jesus told me, poor daughter, courage. You do not know everything about what it means to live in my will. It possesses perfect balance, and all of its attributes are in highest concord. None of them is inferior to any of the others. What he is telling us that the divine will is balance, is perfect balance, harmony. It brings order. And this is exactly what the divine will brings into the soul in which it reigns. It brings balance. It brings order. It brings harmony. It brings peace. All the attributes of God are ordained. They are placed in order in the soul. None of them is inferior to any of the others. And when it is necessary to push the peoples from their many sins, my justice demands these voids. You're being deprived of me in order to be balanced by sending the scourges they deserve. Therefore, it is a thought. It puts you aside in my life, in my will, and it follows its course. How many times did my moaning humanity find itself with these hitches of my justice? And I had to surrender for love of the balance of my will. Would you want to upset the order of my attributes because you are kept in it? No, no, my daughter. Let my justice follow its course, and your Jesus will always come to you. As before, don't you know that in my will, you must go through all that my humanity went through? My will, which was so very demanding and inexorable with me for the sake of redemption. The same for you. It becomes demanding and inexorable for the sake of the kingdom of the supreme fiat. So this is why my humanity hides, because my justice wants to follow its course and maintain its balance. In this passage, Luisa Picarreta is asking the Lord why is he absent? And he explains to Luisa Picarreta that when he is not there, his justice demands that he is not there so that he can do balance, so that he can bring balance into the world, so that his justice can be a peace. And one of the things that we need to understand that, yes, God is love, but God is also justice. And when we offend the Lord through our actions, through our acts, we are provoking the justice of God upon us. So our Lord Jesus invites us to immerse ourselves in his divine will. He says the divine will possesses perfect balance. It brings everything in order. And a little by little, the divine will start reigning in our souls, and it will make us detach ourselves from vices, from attachments of the world. Blessed Jesus remained silent, and then he added, my daughter, in delivering the creation, my will linked all created things with bonds of union. Therefore, they were all in relation among themselves. Each one possessed its electric wire of communication between another. But he's saying that all creation is in communication. All creation before the fall was in harmony. All creation obeyed Adam. Everything was in communication. And he says that everything is in communication still. Men possess as many electric wires as many created things existed and exist, because being the king of all, it was right and necessary for him to be in communion with the whole creation in order to possess dominion over it. Adam possessed dominion over all creation. He was the king. Now, as soon as he withdrew from the divine will, he broke the primary wire of communication. Before the fall, there was order, there was peace. There was this divine line of communication between God and man. The divine life of God was being reproduced in the soul of man, of Adam, his creature. When Adam and Eve live in the original sanctity, the original state of grace, which the Catechism of the Catholic Church mentions in number 375, there was order in creation. When God created, he said, "Let it be light," and this light brought order into the world, into existence. Where there was darkness and there was a void, the light came into existence and it brought order. So Adam was living in complete order, in complete union with God and nature. He possessed dominion over nature. But as soon as he withdrew from the divine will, he broke the primary wire of communication. He remained like a city whose primary wire, which communicates electric light, is broken. It remains in the dark, and even though there are electric wires, they no longer have virtue of giving light to the whole city, because the source from which the light comes is spreading night. It can neither give light nor can the wire receive it. When Adam withdrew from the divine will of God, he was not able to receive. From that point on, he was not able to receive what he was receiving from God. This wire of communication was broken, so God couldn't receive from his creature, and the creature couldn't receive from God. So he remained like a city in the dark, he says. His relations, his electric wires of communication were no longer functioning. The source of light had withdrawn from him, because he himself had broken the communication. He remained like a king, deposed, dethroned, and without dominion. He remained like a king, deposed, dethroned, and without dominion. His city had no lights on. He was enraptured within the darkness of his own will. The human will is darkness. This is what our Lord is telling us. The human will is darkness. The divine will is light. But the human will is darkness. In one of the passages from Sacred Scripture, from John 8:12, the Lord says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." See, Adam and Eve, they possess the light within themselves, in their soul. It was the center of their soul. The divine will was at the center of their soul, so it irradiated light. They were not walking in darkness. They were walking in the light of life. But because they withdrew from the divine will, they were enraptured in the darkness of the human will. When my will is possessed by the soul, she is symbolized by a city full of light, which has ways of communication with all the places of the world. Even more, her communications extend in the sea, in the sun, in the stars, in the heavens. Provisions of all kinds reach this city from all places. Therefore, she is the richest, provided with everything. The divine will contains everything, because the divine will has no beginning and has no end. Therefore, she is the richest, provided with everything, and through these communications, she is the best known in heaven and on earth. Everything flows into her, and she is the one who is loved the most. It is the opposite for the one who does not possess my will. She lives in hardship. She suffers starvation. Only crumbs are conceded to her out of pity. She is often plundered by the enemies. She suffers obscurity and lives in the most squalid miseries. It is a comparison that how one who is in the divine will has the light of life with him within the soul, and one who lives in the human will is all full of miseries. The soul who lives apart from the divine will, our Lord says, is full of miseries, full of darkness. And this is what happened when Adam and Eve withdrew from the will of God. They lost the likeness. They became ignorant. They became spiritually blind, spiritually crippled, spiritually paralyzed, spiritually deaf. All the vices make their home in the soul of man, and we walk in darkness. But our Lord wants to give us this gift of the divine will through the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, that we may come to understand how to leave our human will behind, how to leave the old self behind, and to put on the garment of light that our Lord wants to give us. Our Lord clothes us with the garment of light in the day of our baptism. In the day of our baptism, our Lord clothes us with the garment of light in life. But sin fills us with everything that is not from God. And through these writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, our Lord wants all of us to live in the divine will. He's offering us this gift. He's asking us to come back to him with all our heart, our soul. The prophet Joel says to the people of Israel, render your hearts, not your garments. And this is what our Lord wants us to do, to render our will, to surrender our will, that he can fill us with his light and life. That all the enemies of our soul, all the vices, all the miseries may disappear from us. That our soul may become as radiant as the sun, producing light, filling us with the light of holiness. Let's continue. Then afterwards, feeling opposed because of the privation of my sweet Jesus, with the addition of some other pains of mine, I was offering everything in the most holy will to obtain the triumph of its kingdom. Many times, Luisa Picarreta, she suffers a lot of pain. And this is what she's saying to us. She's offering her pain, the abandonment that she feels from our Lord. She feels abandoned. She feels the pain of the stigmata. Remembering that Luisa Picarreta was a victim soul, our Lord let her experience his wounds in her body. So she's in great pain when she's writing. And she says, I offer everything up. I offer everything to the divine will. This is what our Lord wants from each one of us, to offer everything for the divine will to come and reign on earth as he reigns in heaven, which is his petition contained in the Our Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Can you offer a rosary for the divine will to come and reign on earth as it is in heaven? Can you offer your suffering for the divine will to come and reign on earth as it reigns in heaven? Can you offer a prayer? Can you offer your communion? Can you offer your anxieties, your worries, your joys? Can you offer anything for the gift to descend upon earth? I think you can, my brothers and sisters. I think we all can offer something. We all can immerse ourselves in the divine will and offer our daily acts for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Everybody should be able to offer his, her will to our Lord. We can all make little sacrifices, depriving ourselves of a cup of coffee for the gift to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven, to deprive ourselves from something that we really like, that we really enjoy, for the gift to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. I believe everybody is able to offer something. I invite all of you to offer something now for the divine will to descend upon earth, to offer all your acts in the divine will, to offer your will to the Lord. Let's continue now. While I was doing this, I looked at the sky, which was covered with shining white clouds, and my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, look at how beautiful these clouds are. They clothe the sky, forming a beautiful ornament for the blue vault. But who is the one who dispelled their darkness and put to flight obscurity and black shadows from these clouds, transforming them into white and shining clouds? The sun, By investing them with its light, it makes them lose their darkness and turn them into clouds of light. Many times the Lord compares the divine will with the sun that brings light and life. With its heat, the sun makes the earth produce. It makes the flower to grow. It makes the tree to produce fruit. And the Lord knows that the divine will, when it rains in the soul of the creature, is able to produce fruits of holiness. Is able to bring from within the soul this light that will cover all the acts of the creature, that will make the soul become holy, that will make all the vices disappear from the soul, and it will illuminate all the virtues. It will bring the light to all the virtues, and they will grow. Then we will become holy. We will grow in the likeness of God, the light of the Blessed Trinity, living, growing in, expanding in our souls. Therefore, they are clouds, but no longer clouds that cast darkness and obscure the earth, but rather clouds that give light. And while before the sun invested them, they seemed to disfigure the sky with their obscurity, taking its beautiful blue away. Now they pay honor to it and form a beautiful ornament. Now, my daughter, pains, mortifications, my privations, painful inconstances, arc like clouds for the soul, which cast darkness on her. But if the soul lets everything flow in my will, more than sun, my will invests and converts them into clouds of most beautiful refulgent light, in such a way as to form the most beautiful ornament of the heaven of the soul. The soul is the place where our Lord wants to rest. The soul is the heaven of God in the creature. Have you ever thought about this? That you carry God within yourself? That you carry God in your soul? That the Blessed Trinity lives and palpitates and breathes in your soul? Have you ever thought that you are the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity? That His will forms the more refulgent light in such a way as to form the most beautiful ornament for the heaven of the soul? But the clouds that bring darkness into the soul are all the vices. He says, all mortifications, all pains that we don't unite with His will, all our worries, all our anxieties, all our vices, all our disorder inclinations, everything that is not order belongs to the world. Everything that is disorder in the soul forms the clouds in the soul, brings darkness in the soul, sin, inclinations, vices, tendencies. The wonderful news, my brothers and sisters, is that we also have the sacrament of confession, that the grace of God is available so that we don't have to run out of grace. If you run out of grace, it's because you want to be like that. Our Lord offers us grace in the sacrament of confession. In all the sacraments, but in the sacrament of confession and the Eucharist, He offers us His grace so that this divine life that is in us may grow and expand in our capacity to receive and giving us the capacity to return to God, to correspond to Him at His own level in a perfect way so that He can be satisfied. This disconnection that happened when Adam and Eve withdrew from the will of God brought darkness into the soul of men. Jesus has restored that connection. Those broken wires, our Lord has restored those through His passion, death, and resurrection. The cross became the key to open heaven for us, to ascend to the divine. And the sacraments are divine elevators that take us into heaven. The Ten Commandments, they are divine steps that help us arrive to the divine. All these divine helps that our Lord has given us are available in the church through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, concerning about the divine will. Our Lord wants to give us this gift, and He wants to teach us how to use it. so that this divine connection that will connect us with God and all created things may happen in our souls. But in order for this to happen, our soul has to be in order. There has to be order. There cannot be chaos in the soul of man, because God cannot reign in there. The virtues have to reign in our souls, and we need to surrender our will, to give our will to the Lord in freedom and in love, that He may restore us through the sacraments. And through these writings, we come to learn how to unite ourselves with the Lord, that all our acts may give Him glory, praise, honor, and adoration, so that our Lord can really find His heaven in our soul. In my will, all things lose their dark side, which opposes and seems to disfigure the poor creature. The dark side of our human will. Our human will, which represents the dark side, disfigures us. But when we are united in the divine will, everything serves to give light to the creature and to adorn her with radiant beauty. So I keep repeating to all heaven, look how beautiful is the daughter of my will. Adorned with these white and shining clouds, she feeds herself with light, and my will, investing her with my light, covers her into most refulgent light. Our Lord wants our souls to be covered with this refulgent light. Another part of the Book of Heaven, our Lord reveals to Luisa Picaretta that every single act that we do generates a new light, like a new sun in the soul of the person, of the creature. For every single act that we do, a new sun is produced in the soul, bringing more light, more heat, bringing all the divine attributes of our Lord in our soul, bringing order, dispelling the darkness of our human inclinations, dispelling the darkness of our mind, our intellect, our memory, the darkness of our free will. I invite all of you, my brothers and sisters, to keep praying in the divine will, to keep offering small sacrifices to the Lord, to keep praying, to intensify your prayer, asking the Lord for the gift of the divine will to descend upon our souls, that it may rain on earth as it rains in heaven. May the blessing of my Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain forever. Amen.